WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood guide to unlocking that extra 5 minutes of awesomeness each day. Ever feel like you're just running on fumes at work? Like you're constantly playing catch up, juggling a million things, and forgetting what me time even looks like? We've all been there, right? That's why today we're tackling something super important. Prioritizing mental health in the workplace. Because guess what? Your brain isn't just some tireless engine chugging away. It needs fuel, rest, and a little TLC to truly shine. So, buckle up, grab your favorite beverage, and let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can seriously level up your work life and your overall well-being. First off, schedule breaks, and actually take them. We're not talking about staring at your phone for 5 minutes. We're talking about stepping away from the screen, getting some fresh air, maybe even doing a quick stretch or meditation. It can be as simple as going for a walk around the block or listening to your favorite song. Just give your brain a chance to reset. Ever feel like you hit a wall mid-afternoon? A little break can be the difference between pushing through with gritted teeth and actually feeling refreshed and recharged. Second, learn to say no and mean it. You're not a superhero. You can't save the world single-handedly, or even just your entire department. It's okay to set boundaries and prioritize your workload. Saying no sometimes allows you to focus on what truly matters and prevents burnout. You know that feeling when you're drowning in tasks and something has to give? Learning to say no can save you from that sinking feeling and keep you sane. Third, cultivate positive relationships at work. This doesn't mean being everyone's best friend. It means fostering supportive connections with colleagues who encourage each other, celebrate successes together, and offer a shoulder to lean on during tough times. Think of it like building your own little support system, those people who get you, who understand the pressures you face, and who can remind you that you're not alone in this crazy journey called work. Fourth, find ways to inject some joy into your workday. Seriously. It doesn't have to be a grand gesture. Maybe it's listening to an upbeat playlist while you work, taking a few minutes to doodle or daydream, or sharing a laugh with a colleague over coffee. Remember, work doesn't have to be all doom and gloom. Finding little pockets of joy throughout your day can make a huge difference in your overall mood and well-being. Finally, don't underestimate the power of self-care outside of work. This means prioritizing things that nourish your mind, body, and soul, whether it's exercise, spending time with loved ones, pursuing hobbies, or simply getting enough sleep. Remember, taking care of yourself is not selfish, it's essential. You can't pour from an empty cup, so make sure you're filling yours up regularly. Let me tell you a story that perfectly illustrates this. I once worked with this brilliant graphic designer, Sarah. She was incredibly talented and always delivered amazing work, but she was constantly stressed out, running on caffeine and anxiety. One day, I noticed her heading home early, looking visibly exhausted. Turns out she'd been neglecting her own self-care, skipping meals, working late nights, and barely sleeping. So, I gently nudged her towards prioritizing those 5 things we just talked about. Taking breaks, saying no, building positive relationships, finding joy in work, and practicing self-care outside of it. Slowly but surely, Sarah started implementing these changes. She took short walks during lunch breaks, learned to delegate tasks more effectively, made time for yoga classes after work, and even started a book club with some colleagues. Within a few months, you could see the difference. She was calmer, more focused, and her creativity soared. So remember, folks, prioritizing mental health in the workplace isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. It's about creating an environment where you can do your best work, feel fulfilled, and genuinely enjoy what you do. Take these 5 key takeaways, sprinkle them into your workday like magic dust, and watch the transformation unfold. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little mental health boost. Until next time, keep hustling, but keep it healthy too.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.